We let our art hounds take us by the hand and get up close and personal with their favorite performances, shows, and events. Today, we'll get an invite to Cherry Street in Brattleboro. We'll hear about some young musicians in Barrie and a concert and photo exhibit that acts like a time machine. First today, if we had a most recommended event on Art Hounds, this would be the winner, hands down. In fact, we've received 8 different recommendations. It's the Cherry Street Artisans event. We'll hear from Debbie Kitzmiller, pottery teacher Bonnie Stearns, and former Brattleboro Museum director Christine Holderness.
You go feeling like you've been led into someone's living room, which you have.
They take over a spacious Victorian home in Brattleboro.
And it's hosted by one of the artists herself. She clears out the ground floor of her house.
You'll find glass, pottery, wood, textiles, quilts, handmade paper books.
It's just a marvelous display. Great place to do holiday shopping.
You can browse and talk with the artists, enjoy a meal or a delectable snack, shop for local high-quality handmade crafts.
And meet new people, and it's very chill, very mellow.
In fact, last year, I intended to stay just for an hour to get a little inspiration and have a little fun, and I ended up spending the entire evening.
This is a feast of the senses.
Next, Gordon Bach of Northfield has this suggestion for the Green Mountain Youth Symphony with several soloists, a repertory orchestra, a concert orchestra, and a senior orchestra. And they'll even play some much-loved traditional holiday songs.
It isn't every day that you get to hear young musicians who play with the polish and pizzazz of more seasoned performers. All told, 100 young musicians from 30-plus Vermont and New Hampshire towns will play in 3 orchestras, giving 2 great concerts.
And lastly, musician Peg Tassi has this about the photography exhibit held over by popular demand at Goddard College, plus a recommendation for a band this weekend who plays a mix of Turkish, Armenian, Indian, and Arab music, whom 7 Days has referred to as playing pure sonic sorcery.
The Rural Revolution Photography Exhibit is having a closing reception. You can come and see 27 different photography students' work from the 1970s. It was all developed and printed in the Goddard darkroom. And after, at 8 o'clock, you can go over to the Hay Barn for an awesome concert with 35th Parallel Jazz Ensemble.
You can find links, times, dates, and details at vpr.net/arthounds. And when you visit the webisode, you'll also find several bonus Art Hounds recommendations for other great events happening in the listening area this weekend and next.